This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Clickbait. This one is a little different because Tia couldn't be here today. She has a person growing in her belly. So obviously, you know, sometimes she won't be able to make it. And we don't have a guest, but you're lucky because Natasha and myself were crazy enough to be entertaining enough, we hope, for the next 45 minutes to an hour. We have Bachelor Nation Breakdown. Some things happen. New York Fashion Week. I was there. No big deal. Clickbait of the week. And then we're going to recap the episode the way I saw it, which I'm excited about.
The way you saw it, honey. I'm giving you the reins. Go ahead.
I know you are. We already talked about this.
Oh, y'all. I'm already bored. I'm going to tell you. No, I'm just kidding.
You're talking shit already. You've been talking. Just so everybody knows, the way this podcast works is Natasha shows up 10 minutes late and the grocer here shows up 5 minutes early.
Joe has been talking shit since last night. This is a 24-hour talking shit session from Joe. I just need you guys to know he is ready to do this podcast today. I said, save it for the podcast, Joe.
I am ready. Is there anything you would like to discuss before we get into the Bachelor Nation breakdown?
We had a lovely dinner last night.
Well, I will say this. As a friend, I love you. As somebody that picks out what to order at a restaurant, you're the fucking worst. She tells me to get the salmon, like it's prepared this crazy way.
It's delicious.
It was awful. It was actually awful. And I don't really find things really bad. I hated it.
Okay, guys, I need everyone to understand that Serena Pitt, his fiance, was like, Joe, do you like it? And then she asked him again late. And he was like, yeah, it's good. It's good. Yeah, I like it.
I didn't want you to feel bad.
And then she tried it. And then she asked him again. And she goes, Joe, how do you like this? And she goes, there's a lot of sauce on it. You don't normally like a lot of sauce.
It was over seasoned, loaded with sauce, blackened in a way I've never seen anything blackened before.
I just need you guys to know that, you know, that salmon for pescatarians, if you're a pescatarian like me, you eat a lot of fish and you don't eat other things. So if you are pescatarian, it was incredible. That's all I'm going to say. And I can't talk about this anymore because you lied to my face. Is that the first time you ever lied to me? You lied to my face.
No, I'm sure I've lied to you plenty more times. the halloumi croquettes, which were basically just a cheese stick, those were really good. And the French fries were great. So they know how – Lisa's restaurant knows how to use a deep fryer. Okay.
Shishito peppers?
The shishito peppers, whatever.
I'm hurt. Yes, get into it because I'm going to need a second. You go ahead. Wow.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that. I'm over exaggerating for
he ate
for
the it.
Podcast. I did eat it. Even though I gave Serena almost half of it. Okay. Enough, because people don't want to hear this. This is what I mean. I gotta stay on track here.
Okay, come on.
Bachelor Nation breakdown number one. We have Gabby is officially on Dancing with the Stars. She posted with her dancing partner, Val.
He's a good one. He's a good one, right?
Val's actually a good friend of mine, and he's probably the one.
Why didn't you bring him to the podcast today if he's such a good friend of yours?
We could have had Val actually would have came on the podcast.
Why didn't you call him?
You guys let me know.
Well, I just let you know.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I feel like I'm talking to Tia too, and she's not even fucking here.
I'm doing both. But. Call him. Call Val. See if he answers.
No. He's probably busy.
I don't think you guys really know each other.
But I'll tell you this. So for people that didn't know, I was also on Dance with the Stars, made it to the semifinals. No big deal. My partner was Jenna, who is Val's wife.
So that's how you know him. Okay, now
And when I lived in LA, we hung out a lot, and And I think him and Gabby are going to do really well because he's a great teacher, and Gabby seems to have some dancing experience, correct?
Yes, she was a cheerleader. But like,
that's totally different.
Being a cheerleader and being a dancer. I mean, I have dance experience.
Being a cheerleader and being a ballroom dancer is totally different.
Sure, but you have to have rhythm. It's like about the rhythm, you know. Yeah.
Rhythm?
See, we don't answer questions you already know the answer to.
Okay. Okay. What did you say to the guy that showed up an hour late to the bar?
What?
What did you say to him?
What
like
guy?
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh. Something. That was funny.
It's a Beyonce line.
Yeah, what is it?
4, 3, I'm too fucking busy. Check my technique. Okay.
Yeah.
Guys. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, for anyone who knows that album, it's great.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So, Gabby.
Do me a favor. Give her advice.
Okay. So, any advice I would give for somebody going on the show would be take it all in because it's a great experience and enjoy it. I wouldn't get caught up too much on the competitive aspect of it.
Why not?
It's a show. I mean,
she's going to win.
You think she's going to win?
Yeah.
What about Charli D'Amelio? You got to watch out for her.
Who is that again?
Charli D'Amelio. You don't know who Charli D'Amelio is?
No.
She's like one of the biggest TikTokers.
Oh, yeah. They said somebody had a bunch of millions of followers. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
and she's
okay,
got, I think the D'Amelios have like a reality show now, too, like their family.
Y'all don't come for me for not knowing who that is. I'm sorry. I live in a box.
I guess
so.
Well,
it's called my studio apartment. Okay.
You were one of the people that were out for New York Fashion Week, which is our second Bachelor Nation breakdown. A lot of people from Bachelor Nation were out at some of the fashion events and the shows and the runways. I was also at some of these things. What do you think?
So I feel like this fashion week was more like it was like the every year it gets more and more like it was before the pandemic. Last year was all these things with COVID and restrictions, you know. So this year a lot more is happening, a lot more crowded people, everything. So I do think this year, though, I had to work a lot this year during the day. So I didn't get to go to that many after parties. Also, I was really invested in the open. So, like, there was a few parties I could have went to. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch the open. I'm going to watch this match because it's too good.
Yeah. US Open is great.
Yeah. So I normally just go, like, one day in the beginning for the open when I go. But I was really loving the stories and everything that was happening with these young tennis players. So
yeah,
I think you had to pick your poison. You either did the events and stayed out all night, or you did the shows and you stacked them up in the day. So I kind of did that.
I believe Hannah G walked in Sherry Hill.
She did for the second year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite? What was your personal favorite event? And were there any Bachelor people at that event?
Favorite event. I can barely remember what I did yesterday, Joe.
Okay.
Wait, what day did it start? Right. Hold on, let me see.
I'm glad it's just me and you on this podcast.
Yeah, no. Okay, wait. Okay. So, highlights. So, as far as event goes, the Revolve event was cool. There was a lot of Bachelor people there. Nick and Natalie were there. Victoria Fuller was there. Serena Pitt was there. Yes, she was with me. So that was really fun to see a lot of, like, Lori Harvey was there, Angus Cloud. We actually took a selfie with him. Angus Cloud was there. It was a lot of people there, and everyone was so nice and sweet and, like, just loving on each other and all the looks and all the just everything. So the Revolve event was great. And as far as show, I went to Cynthia Rawlings' show yesterday, and it was stunning.
Nice. That is, for people that don't know, that's Kit's mom, correct?
Yes, Kit. Yeah. That is Kit Keenan's mom. Her show was really good. She had it in the same area. She had it last year, but like on a platform this time.
Yeah.
So it's a little different. But the area, it's like in Battery Park. It's beautiful. It's right on the water. Like the water is flowing. The dresses are flowing. I mean, just it was gorgeous. I haven't even posted about it yet because it's just, oh, it was gorgeous. But yes, Bachelor people were there. Kit was there, of course. Who else? Tayshia was there. I got to see Tayshia, our girl Tayshia.
Nice.
Who else was there? Chelsea was there. Piper was there. Lots of Bachelor people were there.
Nice. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You going to ask me my favorite event?
No. I'm going to let you ask yourself.
All right. My favorite event was the one I had the most fun at was the first one I went to. I feel like always the first event's the best. The Saks Fifth Avenue one, that was cool.
And what'd you do?
I had some drinks and just kind of hung out.
Who was there?
James Harden.
He's not in Bachelor. That's not what I meant.
Oh, Tayshia. Tayshia was there.
That's it? From Bachelor?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah, it was a cool event. Okay, but yeah.
Should we call Tayshia for old time's sake to just join the pod right now?
Call her.
Hey, girl, we saw you yesterday.
But yeah, Fashion Week in New York. It's a scene, man. Very cool. Okay.
No, yeah, it's fun. So, would you do it again?
Yeah, we'll do it again. I personally like the events more than like the runway. I feel like the runways just really isn't my thing. But the events are cool because it's kind of like a party. You show up, you have a drink or two, and you leave.
Y'all,
and you go to dinner.
Y'all, the runway really isn't his thing. The video I'm going to post on TikTok of Joe that I got at the show, it's hilarious. He was loving the show. He said, oh, my God, Kourtney Kardashian, boo-hoo. Yes, queen.
The thing is about, like, the seats, they're benches. There's no back to them, and they squeeze everybody in, so it's uncomfortable.
yeah.
Okay, and then we have our third clickbait of the week. Bachelor Nation's most mysterious man finally speaks out. Jason from Rachel and Gabby season. He was Gabby's top three. He clearly wasn't ready to get engaged. Wasn't there yet. Seemed like he left on his own accord. Just posted something nice, basically saying, talking about his journey. You can check it out on his Instagram. Because I'm going to paraphrase. And basically, like, you know, Gabby's a great person, and I really cared about her, yada, yada, yada. I actually met Jason. So I met Jason last week I met Jason.
And?
I like him. I mean, I think he's a really, really nice guy. I just, you know, he just clearly was, you know, couldn't get there on the show. And you can't, I don't know, you can't really fault somebody who just, like, is just being honest and just like, yeah, I can't get engaged. I don't know if I could see a future at the end. So I think we were hoping to have him on the podcast. So, Jason, if you're listening to this, come on the clickbait because we want to talk to you and ask you a bunch of questions.
Yeah. When you met him, you didn't say that to him?
Hmm.
You didn't tell him to come on our podcast. We want to ask you a bunch of questions.
What did you think about him?
Well, to unpack his statement, I guess, or what he said, there was a few things in it that I thought was really nice, and how he talked about Gabby? Awareness, the self-awareness. A lot of people have said that about her, that she's had to kind of go through this process and deal with this. I just, anytime stuff like this happens, I always wonder, like, has he reached out to her and apologized to her? Or is it just this? You know, I always wonder, has she, you know, have they talked? Like, how she feels about him? Clearly, he's trying to let her know, like, I'm sorry, you know, but I really think you're great. And wants to put that out into the universe. And I love, a lot of times when people do things like this, it's all about me. You read this and it's like, and I this and I that. I love how this was about Gabby. Yeah. This statement was about Gabby and her and uplifting her. And it wasn't just me. I couldn't get there. Me, I can't this. Me, I can't that. That, you know, when you're apologizing to someone, you shouldn't make it about you. You should make it more about them. So
yeah.
I really applaud him for that in this statement as well.
And one thing I will say about Jason, you know, this is my personal opinion, but usually when people, especially at the end, when it's top three, top four, mm-hmm. and people somewhat like aren't ready and send themselves home, they get accused of like being there or whatever for the wrong reason, for social media followers or whatnot. But like that, I definitely don't think is the case with him, because like he was private on social media forever. Didn't really like, wasn't like a big poster or anything like that. So I don't think Jason was there to build like a following. I just think he was like, yeah, sure, I'll go on the show. Let's see what happens. And it just didn't work for him. That's what I think.
Yeah. I agree. But it would be great to have him on the podcast and talk to him and see kind of, maybe we can do like a catch up with him to see how he's doing at some point or something. I don't know.
Should we, let's go to the clickbait, because I want to recap this shit show.
Sure. Let's go to the clickbait. So we had a few of them, but let's go to the clickbait. Okay. Five foolproof ways to escape from a god-awful date. Now listen, we really do need to talk about this, because there were things in this article that I was like,
has this happened to you?
Well, yeah and no. But here's my question. Before you were engaged, Joe, have you ever went on a date with someone and was like, I can't be here? Like, you couldn't stand it so much that you didn't even see the date through, that you were just like, yeah, I gotta go. Have you ever done that to anyone?
No, no. I don't think so. I think I've been on some pretty awful dates.
Yeah.
And I think I've also been somebody that was like not the best date as well. Okay. Like I think it's
so both. Has anyone done it to you?
No, I've never been ditched in the middle of a date.
Okay.
And I've never ditched somebody in the middle of a date. If it was something as far as like meeting somebody out for drinks.
Yeah.
And more of like a, like, oh, we met last week, group setting kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I think I've walked away from situations like that. But like a one-on-one, let's get dinner kind of date, no.
Okay. No. I would agree. Yeah. So reading this, I was like, now, I do have some girlfriends that'll be like, let me stop you right there, playa. This ain't gonna work. But we could be friends and we can keep this cordial, you know. Because like for me, I just feel that every human is – there's something about someone that's interesting. So yeah. I feel like I could talk to this plant and find interesting things out about this.
Well, that's
this plant
not
here.
A human. So,
but I'm just saying anything, you know, anything, anyone, like you can find something interesting about anything. So I always see the date through, but if I like them or not, I always like, if I don't like them, I pretty much on the first date always offer to pay, I guess. Yeah, I guess I do. Yeah. But anyways, so I'm saying all that to say, when two people go on a date and they can't physically get through the date, it has to be very, very awful. So I'm prefacing that when it comes to this clickbait, because the tips in here, what they tell us to do, okay. Hold on. I screenshotted this already. Let me see. They're basically being like, you gotta call someone and tell someone like, hey, you know, like going on this date in 30 minutes, call me. And so I can pretend it's an emergency. Like, I'm not really down for that. If it's really that awful, you kind of just have to tell them, right? But I'm more of the person who wants to tell them after the full date is over, after I get home, after I've had time to digest it. And that's something in the article they recommend, you staying at least for 40 minutes, whether they don't look like their Hinge profile pic, whether they're, you know, taller, shorter, bigger, wider, whatever it is, that it's not the same or whatever's putting you off to stay for at least 40 minutes, because sometimes people are shy, sometimes people are nervous, sometimes people aren't their best self, whatever, and you shouldn't just ditch them right away, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think there's been probably many of cases where the first date didn't go that well and then they went out again and clicked.
Right,
you know, people,
right.
Yeah, and like you said, people are, especially on a first date, people are awkward and nervous and in their own heads. I think, like, for me, I've always thought, like, yeah, like, it may take a little time. Now, you know, after the second or third date, then it's kind of like.
Yeah, you got to go. Yeah, so right. I'm the same way. It may take a second. So in the clickbait, another thing that they say is set a hard out of your hands deadline to excuse yourself. So I actually think this is genius, and I've actually done this before with many dates, first dates. Like, I can meet you for a drink, or I'll meet you for coffee, but I have this or this or this after. I love coffee dates for a first date, by the way. Because my friends are like, oh, make him take you to dinner. And I'm like, I can go to dinner by myself. What if I don't want to be with this person for 2 hours? You know? So yeah. A first date is always like coffee or drinks for me, normally, if I had it my way. Sometimes if you already have talked to someone for a while, like with these dating apps, you want to just say, like, at least we can talk and we can
or
go
if
to
you,
dinner.
Or if you met out and right. spent a significant time at the bar with the person, maybe.
Yes.
And you could tell, like, you really are vibing and you really like each other, then maybe dinner. But I agree.
Yes.
I think keep it I think the first meetup, keep casual. Because if you're having a terrible time, it's so much easier to get out opposed to a dinner.
I agree. All right. Something I've never heard of was in this article. And I'm curious to know if you knew this, Joe. Some bars have codes like Angela or Angel Shot or On Ice that'll summon help from a staff to help find out if, like, you need help with, like, a date or something. I never knew that.
Yeah, I would say that's probably one bar. Whoever wrote this article, it's probably the one bar she goes to, because I don't think that's a common thing. I've never heard
really?
That. I've never heard that.
But I mean, you're also not a girl. Like, this is like maybe if someone's like being too overly aggressive, someone's super drunk. I don't think this is like, hey, get me out of this date because he's a loser. You know what I mean? Or he's crazy. Or, you know, like not that. I think it's more so like if
safety
you feel,
reasons.
I think so. Now I want to research this, and now I have to ask when I go to bars. I'm gonna be like, hey. You know, I don't really do bars. I'm not much of a bar girl, to be honest. So maybe that's why I've never heard of this. So
where'd you go after dinner last night?
We went to the...
a bar?
No.
The bar downstairs?
But when I think of bar, I think of like bars where people go to get schwasted. And
so like
guys
a
get...
So you're talking about like more of a bar...
Like club. A dive bar. Like a dive
oh,
bar.
Like a sports bar, dive bar. Oh, okay, well, yeah. When I say
really
bar, when I say bar, I mean bar, lounge, the whole
gambit. Okay. So I'm thinking with this, it's like maybe just like, I don't know. I'm going to ask though, but downstairs was a concert.
It wasn't a concert. It was
live music,
It was a lounge with live music with a guy
and it
playing
was good.
Jazz.
It was good too. He played this one song. I said, I like him.
I love jazz.
It was really good. It was really good. But you didn't even go to your flight, so you guys could have stayed. And Serena's sister.
I could have stayed, but I'm not drinking right now.
Right. So we have to test that out. Angel Shot, On Ice, Angela. Also, there is an app called Bad Date Rescue. Another thing I did not know. You can get a fake phone call if you want a good excuse and a pinch to leave.
Yeah. I just feel like any excuse you get from somebody calling you, the other person's just gonna know. Like, that's just such an obvious one. It's been in movies, people have talked about it, like, have my friend call. Who goes on a first date and gets an emergency call where they have to leave? Like, think about that. I get that people use it. It's an easy excuse out. Like, if you and I just met and we're having dinner and you're like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I have to go, my dog or something just happened, like my, you know, and something tragic, I'd be like, well, I'm obviously not going to be like, you're lying. So it's just like, yeah, it's an easy
Show me the text. That's Joe on the date. Yeah. Show me the text.
I feel like that's just that's just such an easy out, and you're just, it's a way not to be honest. Like, just.
Yeah. That's why I'd rather go through the date and then later on say, hey, I just don't think. So my words, so when I like go on a date with a guy and like, I'm not feeling it, you know, I just don't think we're aligned at this time. I think you're great. I think you're amazing. But where I'm going in life and where you're going in life.
I would rather have that than my dog just got hit by a car. I'd rather midway through you just be like, listen, I'm just not that into you. And I would almost be like, wow, I really appreciate that.
I wouldn't say it like that, though. I'm not just because like I'm not into putting people like that sounds so negative. Like saying like we're not aligned is what I think because. A lot of men, especially in New York, their priorities are so much not dating. Their priorities is making their money and, you know, hanging out with their bros or sports or whatever the hell they do to have a good time. Like, I want to date someone whose priority is to date me, like dating, wanting to be with someone, right? So to say that we're not in alignment because you would rather hang out with your friend all night instead of me.
Yeah, okay, well, she's clearly talking to somebody. I don't know.
Yes, I am. Yes, okay. I am. And if you're listening to this podcast, I'm talking about you.
should we move on to recapping the episode?
Yes.
You ready?
Oh, okay. Wait. Actually, let me close this really quick. So in conclusion with this clickbait, if you're not feeling somebody, boo, you don't got to get the app. You don't got to say angel shot. Or, I mean, if you're in trouble, actually say that, but and see if it works. But I think that go through the date. People are interesting. Give yourself time to be courted and or interested in someone, whether you'll never speak to them again, because it's your time, too, that you're taking. And tell them later. Yeah. Tell them later.
Okay. I agree. I'm with you. Okay. Recap episode. Here we go. We're going to recap the episode right now. First thing that happens, major thing right off the episode. I think everybody assumed this was going to happen. Zach sends himself home.
What'd you think?
Well, I think it's. So Rachel, in my opinion, has a terrible poker face. And it's very obvious, at least I think, that she was just not into him.
At what point?
Once they did the overnights. They did the overnights, and you just saw like the way she was talking to him, and it was.
But before that, you didn't think that, did you?
Well, before that, you know, because you saw their date and everything, it looked like it went really well. I always thought from the beginning she was just more into Tino than everyone. That's just, to me, that's the way it seemed. But I felt for Zach in this situation, and I do think that, you know, like Rachel, like what happened to her with Clayton is not the same thing that she's doing to the other guys, but it's kind of similar. It really is kind of similar, and I feel like, well, I think she definitely led Zach on, for sure. You don't think that? I think Zach was led on.
Do you think that Clayton was leading them on?
Well, I think isn't that what Clayton got all the hate for? He said he loved them and hooked up with them in overnights.
Knew he wanted to be with Susie?
But knew he kind of wanted to be with Susie, yeah. That was what Clayton got all the hate for.
Well, I think telling them all that he loves them and then not letting them leave. But I still think that he really
if you're listening to this, you could pick apart what I'm saying. And it's not the exact
I don't think
same
it's the
thing,
same, but I think it's the way that the way that the show works is you can't, you know. Listen, Claire Crawley is going to be infamous forever for being like, nope, it's Dale, forget all these dudes. But that's not the way the show works. You know what I mean? And like, so I was back to our clickbait. It's like, there's something interesting or cool. I mean, if you're physically attracted to them, right? There's something about every single human, you know, like something great about every single human. At least I think so. So to, you know, you have the show has this formula for a reason. And I think maybe what you're saying about her having her poker face and knowing maybe from the beginning she should have probably pulled a Claire and was like, nah, I just want to be with Tino.
I don't know about that. Like, I mean, I kind of think she was into Avon.
I do think she was into Avon. How can you not be into Avon? Like, right, he's done everything perfectly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we saw what happened between her and Avon. And essentially, Avon's like, I don't know if this is the perfect timing for us to get, essentially what Avon was saying is, I don't know if this is the perfect timing for us to get engaged at the end of this, because I want it to be perfect and I want us to both be there. This is not just your life, it's also mine. And I think he was kind of saying like, and I could be there in the next few days. I just want to make sure it's right, which I respect, because I think he was being really honest. And the point of the show, you know, sure, to get engaged, but the point of the show really is to find somebody to spend the rest of your life with. So if you believe that, like, if Rachel believed that Avon was that person and there might not be an engagement at the end, so what? Like, if you truly believe he's that person and he believes you're that person, but, you know, we might need more time for an engagement, you should be able to make that sacrifice. It shouldn't just be like, if I'm not engaged, I'm not happy, that's ridiculous.
So on the flip side, I'll play devil's advocate. On the flip side, if you see a future with me, and you really see a future with me, dating, getting engaged, whatever that future looks like if we're going to date after this, the part after that is engagement, couldn't you say the same thing? Like, why, if you really see a future with me, why can't we just do this part and really, really work on it? And I know that you're super serious about it and we really work on it. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But if it does work out, we've already done this. And we, like, I mean, listen, you went on a TV show.
Okay. Yeah.
We met on TV.
I agree. And I definitely don't think you're wrong. But in that conversation, Rachel didn't express that.
Totally.
Rachel was more along the line of like, I felt embarrassed in front of my family because you didn't say you were 100% ready and you're not ready. So it's over. And if you truly love somebody, if you truly love somebody, I don't think that was enough personally. But also, I've never been the lead, so I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
You know, I've never even been on the actual show to see how this works when you get down to top five. So I don't know, you know, and everybody that comes off the show always says, like, you don't really spend as much time with the lead during the show because, you know, there's only so much time. There's so many guys. So I don't know. But whatever. She sends Avon home. I think it was a mistake if she truly loved him, but I don't think she did. So Avon goes home, and now basically
because she just loved him a little, like in a different way. I don't want to say a little less. I don't want to say that like a measurement, right? I want to just say like in a different way than Tino. I just think that their relationships were so different.
Sure.
Sure, okay, yeah. So go ahead. So she sends him home. Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And at this point, we basically have more bachelorettes on the show than guys. it's truly insane. And I feel, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the two bachelorettes worked. I think the system's set up and has worked as just like one lead. So I think the two is just kind of, I don't know. Anyways, we have the only guy we have left is Eric. And for Gabby, I mean, okay. So then we get the Gabby, Eric.
Wait, go ahead.
So now they're talking.
Yes.
And we see, like, somewhat in private, but nothing's ever in private because it's on camera.
They're always mine.
Eric says to Gabby, I want to date you after the show. So Gabby freaks out, leaves, which she's expecting to get engaged. So, I feel like Avon.
Were you shocked?
A little bit. And I feel like Avon articulated it much better, where I think Eric saying, like, I want to date you after the show, just hearing that is a little just more harsh. Right?
Yeah.
But
can you come over and let's drink beer and watch the game? Like what?
We don't know what they talked about in their overnights. And I will say this about Eric's situation. You know, he's the last guy, not necessarily because that's the way Gabby wanted it. You know, the two other guys had left on their own accord. So it's just Eric.
But do you think the other two guys were, just your personal opinion from watching the show, were a better fit for her?
I don't know if they were a better fit, but I do think, like, I do think she was seriously considering Jason. Mm-hmm. And I think she was really into Johnny. I didn't really see that. But, mm-mm, like, if you're Eric in that situation, do you feel like, well, because the way everybody left, do I feel like a consolation prize at this point?
Right. And that was a situation that happened on my season with Peter and Hannah Ann. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I know, but. Well, again, this happened on their season with Clayton, and it was like he chose to go after the person who he thought he really, really wanted to be with. And that was just a choice that he made. And I just kind of feel like if one of those other two guys were really, really it, after going through what Gabby went through, I just don't see her still just being like, well, I'll pick you anyway, you know, because you're here.
I think watching this show, at the end, Gabby was going to choose Eric.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But if I'm Eric in that situation at that time.
You're feeling that way. Totally.
Is that what I'm thinking?
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Because Eric already had shown signs of insecurity and being insecure about her doing overnights with any other guys.
Yeah. But also, I think just, again, I don't know, but. Because I don't know him really. We had him on the podcast. But knowing everything that's happening with your family, then coming off of a show, being engaged, pressure, that just sounds like a lot. And that could be another reason why he was like, you know what? Let's just date, boo. And because I don't know, the next couple of whatever years, months, whatever, is going to be very difficult for me in my family space. And she's already witnessed that. So I also could see that. But he didn't articulate it that way.
No. No. Mm-hmm. And I think, which was different from Avon's case. Oh, and then we have, before we discuss what we think is going to happen, we have Tino and Rachel. I think Tino's met Rachel's family. They really liked him. I mean, there's a lot of people that are not feeling Tino. I think a big part of that is because the way his family acted towards Rachel, which was, you know, extremely childish, but
also not his fault.
It's not his fault. Exactly. Yeah. Like that, I don't know about how I feel about Tino and Rachel. Like, I don't know if I buy it. But like his family acting that way he had no control over that. So it does put him in a bad situation.
Yeah. I do feel like, sometimes I'm getting like two Tinos. It's like in his ITMs, he's like, you know, what is she doing? It's me. But then he meets her family and he's like, you know, he's like knocking it out of the park, right?
Yeah. And he's also, he also just says things that clearly the person listening wants to hear, like, oh, my family's going to love her. Like, no, the truth is your family didn't really like her. They don't like the situation, and it's probably going to take some time for them to come around. So you might as well just say, like, yeah, like, I'm not really, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe it was in character or out of character for them to act that way, but like, I really care about Rachel, so
he didn't seem very shocked.
They come along. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you know, some people are just more critical than others, but he didn't seem very shocked, and that's why I'm just like, this is your family, like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I get it. Well, now what do you think is going to happen?
Okay, so we have Eric there. We've seen Gabby storm away. We know Gabby's on Dancing with the Stars.
We know Eric is in L.A.
Well, Eric lives in L.A., yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're in close proximity to each other. Mm-hmm. We have Tino and Rachel. So if I had to guess, I didn't see the recap for the next episode.
I didn't either.
But from just watching this one, I'm going to say I think it's going to be I think Tino's going to get engaged to Rachel. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming, just from what I'm seeing on social media, things get rocky at the end. Or maybe after they get engaged, if they get engaged. Eric and Gabby, I don't know. I mean, doesn't seem like they're going to get engaged either. They seem to be a good fit. They're both in L.A., so maybe they do date after.
Yeah, what if it's like a Abigail and Noah situation? Like, they might break up on the show, maybe, possibly. Yeah. But then they can maybe, possibly, get back together.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's,
Abigail and Noah did.
Abigail and Noah, we saw that with Becca and Thomas, but...
It's Becca and Thomas, too, yeah.
Paradise is a little different.
Paradise is different, for sure. I get it, but I'm just like, you know, sometimes when you see someone outside of the bubble and you're and you've experienced this thing together, I think, you know, look, Peter and Kelly, they're back on, right?
I don't know if they're back on. They were spotted together, but who knows? Who knows?
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it happens is what I'm saying.
Should we do, before we wrap this, should we do some fan questions?
Absolutely.
We had some fan questions. Some of our lovely listeners sent in some questions, so we really appreciate you guys listening and asking us questions. You want to do it?
Sure.
Okay.
Because some of these are like, what? I can't even believe it. Look, producers, why would y'all put this in here? I don't want to know this about him and Sabrina. The first question is, what's your favorite sex position?
Yeah, I have, if I was a single man, I would talk about this, but I have a fiance, so out of respect for
her. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus,
because I was like. I don't know. What's yours?
Serena said, chains and whips, please. No. I'm kidding. What, that is Joe getting the ass kicked out of him from Serena. Serena's a dominatrix. He can't talk about it. It's fine.
What is yours, Natasha?
I feel like I mean, in this game of life, I literally don't care. But I feel like this is so inappropriate. It's so inappropriate. Like, Joe, take your headphones off. Like, it's inappropriate.
Okay,
I'll tell my girly pops that's listening. But Joe, like, you can't hear that. I'm not kidding. Take your headphones off.
Okay, fine. Go.
Okay. My favorite sex position for the girly pops out there is doggy. Okay, you can put him back on.
So I think you said doggy style.
But I don't know. What? Okay. You weren't listening. You weren't listening, Joe.
I could also read lips. All right.
Oh,
next question.
I should have did this. Damn it. Okay, next question. Joe, I can't even with these questions. Where is Serena? She needs to be asking you these questions. Joe, you give off BDE. Can you confirm?
Who actually wrote these questions? All I can say is, you know, I mean...
This is what the fans want to know.
I guess we'll just leave it up for the imagination. All right, next next thing. What is the weirdest thing you have ever eaten?
Probably a spider in my sleep. No.
That's salmon from last night. No, I actually had... I had in Japan, I ate gizzard and that was pretty weird. And I also had in Japan, I had a drink where they have like wasps at the bottom of it.
Ew! I would never. Yeah. Okay, that's disgusting. I would probably have to say like crocodile. When I was in South Africa, I had crocodile. Okay. When I was 10 years old.
Did you like it?
I remember being like, this tastes like chicken.
All yeah. Right. Okay, what is your go-to hangover meal?
Orange juice.
Orange juice. You know what?
Yes.
You know what mine is now? I switched it. You know, it used to be like an egg sandwich with some kind of meat, but cold pizza.
No. Yeah. No.
I'm actually probably going to get pizza after this. Okay. You want to ask the next one?
But do you go get a slice and it's already cold? Or, I mean, you wait till it gets cold and then you
no,
eat
no,
it?
No.
Or
like
it's from the night before?
It's from the night before, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, no. Orange juice. That's all I can say. It's my remedy. You feel hungover. Just, honey, get the dang on orange juice. You're going to love it. All right. I'll do the next one. What's the most ridiculous thing you've ever purchased?
That's a long list. That is a
okay,
long
the last
list.
Ridiculous thing you've ever purchased.
Who knows? I mean, most probably, you know what? I will say the most ridiculous thing I ever purchased. I bought a pair of, do you remember when Gucci came out with the already dirty shoes? They were like the gym shoes that were already dirty. They were like $800. That was a mistake.
That was a
big mistake. I think I wore them once. I was like, why am I wearing these?
Okay.
How about you?
I mean, I don't really buy ridiculous things.
That's just a lie.
I don't. I mean, okay. I'm a style queen. I mean, I don't.
Yes, pop off.
No, I probably have like bought like some ridiculous, like overly priced avocados, you know, like
sure, yeah.
Not even taking like being like, why am I even doing this? But like, I really want avocado right now or something. I don't know.
Yeah, especially in this city. There's so many things that are overpriced with food and water's $5. Okay.
Yeah. I'm also like a sucker for like the people who do the paintings of like yourself and stuff. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe trinkets. I don't know. I really don't purchase like ridiculous things, I guess.
Okay. All right. Have you ever been in love?
Yes. Okay. With my dog.
Okay.
Wait, have you?
Oh, obviously.
How many times have you ever been in love?
I'll tell you what, only one time where it's hopefully going to last forever. Okay. Let's see. What is the fanciest event you've ever attended?
You go.
Fanciest event I ever attended. Oof. Oh, probably, even though it was cocktail attire, still probably Wells and Sarah's wedding.
Oh, really?
That was up there.
I mean, fanciest. So loaded question, like where you got fancy or you. Okay, so I did an event. I went to an event at the White House when Obama and Michelle, we were like doing the event. But then I also got to like go to it.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
The White House is fancy. For sure.
Yeah, being at the White House. And then I'm trying to think of what else, like where I've like had to like get glam. I mean, I used to work in a live TV show, like live events, you know.
Yeah.
I never went to the Oscars. But I think I did an award show, but I can't remember which one it was. But I mean, I guess I worked it, so I wasn't like attending. So
yeah.
The Met one day. One day.
I'm going with just the U.S. Open. Okay.
The U.S. Open is very fancy. I need you guys to know that.
The U.S. Open's awesome.
It's very fancy, and it was a great time. Yes.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Shout out to Grey Goose. I don't know if we can keep that in, but.
Emirates. Right,
yeah,
God.
It's great. Okay. What's your horoscope and do you believe them? Oh, it says horoscope. Okay. I guess sign. Or should we just look up a horoscope really quick? Joe's an Aries. I'm an Aries.
Yeah.
Joe's birthday is the day before mine for our listeners who don't know that. Right? Day before? Day after. 12th, right?
I'm the 12th.
Yeah, I'm the 13th. So you got two Aries up in here. I do believe in them in a little bit. I do think that some characteristics go kind of through and through. I think it's all interesting. But also, as someone who is a certified meditation teacher and teaches mindfulness to people and practices mindfulness, no one or no thing should be able to tell you about you, but you and your connection with whatever source that is, God, the universe, Jesus, whoever it is. So don't listen to these things when they say, you're going to have a bad day today. You can say, no, I'm not. What you mean? Why would I have a bad day when I feel this good? Why?
I don't know.
What's the next one?
What's your favorite movie?
That's a hard question.
That's just such a hard question. Well, how about this? Why don't we do what was the last movie you saw that you were like, oh, this was great?
I don't even remember, but the first movie that always comes to mind when people say what's your favorite movie, I always say Goodfellas because I could watch it over and over and over 1,000 times,
Martin
and I've
Scorsese,
watched it.
Over. Great movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love, there's so many movies that I love. I can't answer what my favorite one is, but I'll say the last movie that I saw that I really enjoyed was, and it's definitely not my favorite movie, but Bullet Train was great.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Reminded me of like a Guy Ritchie movie, and I love Guy Ritchie. I think his movies are awesome.
Yeah, what was the last one that he did? That one was a really good movie.
Well, the last one that he did that I enjoyed was The Gentlemen.
The Gentlemen. Yes, that's
what I'm
talking
about. He did one after that with Josh Hartnett, and it was a bank robbing one. It wasn't my favorite.
Okay. Go-to coffee order.
Cold brew, even though I don't really love cold brew, and I complain about it all the time. I prefer a double espresso.
Okay, because that was hard. I'm glad we got through to that because I was like, huh? And we went from 0 to 100. Okay, double espresso. My go-to coffee order has changed because used to be hot almond milk latte. Used to be my thing. Now my thing is a cold brew with an extra shot of espresso. They called it a red eye. Espresso.
Yeah.
They call it a red eye with.
I've had that many times.
Almond milk, but like a fourth of almond milk. So I always have to leave room. I always tell them to like leave like a chunk of room. So I'm having less milk and more coffee. And that's my life. You know, I went from being a latte girl to a red eye girl because she busy, you know?
Yep. Love that. Yes, queen. Okay.
Do you listen to any podcasts?
Do I listen to any podcasts?
I know this is a hard question for you.
No, I mean, I do. If I listen to podcasts if I'm into if I'm on it. No, if I'm really into the guest and I want to hear what the guest has to say, yeah.
Okay.
But
so
I don't have any podcasts that I listen to consistently on a weekly basis.
Okay. I'm gonna say Huberman Lab. Huberman Lab is
He's great.
Amazing podcast. Yeah, I love it. When I need to, like, I'm about to do some work around the house, whatever, like fold clothes. Like, he's so freaking awesome.
Yeah, he's good.
So Huberman Lab is one that I'm like really locked into, and I really like look at his different episodes and things like that. So yes.
Yeah, he's awesome. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other questions for me?
No. I don't. I was going to say, I think it's time we wrap the show.
I think it's over. I think it's been over.
I think it's over. I think it's been over. I think Natasha wants to drag this on and have me ask questions about her. But
yes,
this was can't wait to see what happens next week on The Bachelorette, the finale. because I'm kind of curious to see where these people are now. So yeah, we'll see. But that's an episode of Clickbait.
That's an episode of Clickbait. Tia, we miss you. We hope you and the little baby's doing good, girl. thank you to our listeners, and make sure you guys catch the finale of The Bachelorette next Tuesday on ABC and Hulu.
Yes, and as always, make sure to subscribe and submit all your burning questions. Check us out on social. Like, comment, DM us. You know where to follow us at ClickbaitBN on Instagram. All the links to our TikTok, our Facebook, everything's on that page.
And share your stories with us. We want to know what clickbait you guys are looking at this week. Clickbait is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you guys are listening. You can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. We will see you guys next week. And all the drama continues.